Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
If you could ask one question about our existence on this earth, what would it be? What is the one thing about life that you would like to know more than anything else? Well, those of us who are in the middle of a crisis might ask immediate questions, like, will my loved one recover from this illness? Will I find another job? Or maybe you'd want to know what the lottery number is for this week. I don't know. But all of us, of course, know that this is sheer fantasy. No one can foresee the future. No human being can give absolute answers to life's ultimate questions. But you know, if someone could, I think my question would be this. Is the universe friendly? Or are we simply some fluke of existence with no meaning and no destiny? All of us, I think, would like to have one sure, final, incontrovertible answer to that question. In the back of this vast and seemingly impersonal universe, is there a God? Is there a God who's on our side? And if so, does this God really know? And what is more important, does this God really care about what happens to you and me? Now, I hope it's obvious to you that Jesus answered that question in the affirmative. His entire witness was to a divine reality that he called Father. Actually, that's not correct. It's more intimate than that. Abba, which means Daddy. For him, there was somebody out there. Somebody was home in this universe. We're not alone. His central message was that not only was there a God, a mind behind it all, meaning behind it all, but this God loves us more than we can possibly imagine. Now that is an awe-inspiring faith that he had. But let's be honest, my friends, and admit that that is not easy to believe. One problem is the vast size of the universe. In Jesus' day, the people believed that the earth was the center of everything. They believed in a simple three-story universe. But now we know otherwise. The earth is actually one tiny planet in one tiny solar system out on the edge of a medium-sized galaxy. And scientists tell us that there are at least 200 billion other galaxies, many of them much larger than our own. In a universe like that, how could one planet, let alone one tiny human person, have any real significance? That's not easy to believe. Now, the size of the universe is one problem, but there is another and even harder problem. And that is the abundance of human suffering and misery. If God is love, if the universe really is friendly, why is there so much pain in this world? Now, we can blame some of it on human sin. You know, I can't even keep track of all the shootings that have happened recently. Students killed down in Florida. 58 people were shot dead in Las Vegas. And then I heard on the news this morning that a veteran who's suffering from PTSD killed three people, held them hostage. Now, neither God nor nature had anything to do with those unfortunate events. Those weapons were built and used by human hands. A great deal of human suffering is attributable to human sin and ignorance and stupidity. But that does not begin to tell the whole story. There are other sources of human suffering for which we ourselves are not responsible. People do not cause earthquakes or storms or floods or droughts. People do not cause cancer. People did not make poisonous snakes and stinging insects that give us fatal diseases. While it is true that we do produce some of our own problems, Muslims, it is equally true that many of them are not of our doing. They seem simply to be built into the structure of the universe. Insurance companies call these things acts of God, mistakenly, I believe. To them, a tornado is an act of God. A lightning strike is an act of God. Now, I am not prepared to call them that, but I actually don't know what to call them. But they are certainly not acts of people. Human sin and human error have nothing to do with them. They simply happen, and we don't know why. And sometimes it causes incredible human suffering. In the face of such realities, can we really believe that the universe is friendly? Well, astoundingly, Jesus did. And I say astoundingly because if anyone could complain about being the victim of cruel forces beyond his control, it was him. He, after all, at the end of his life, found torture and humiliation. And before that, nothing but controversy and criticism in his teachings and in his ministry. So it was not from an easy and naive life that Jesus proclaimed God's great love for us. And if it was not from an easy and comfortable life, then the question is, where did it come from? He was as human as we are. Where did this concept come from that God loves us? Well, my guess quite simply is that it must have started with his experience of human love. After all, how could it be otherwise? That's the beginning place for all human beings. Until someone has loved us, we have no concept of what it means. Before we can love, before we can even know the meaning of the word, we first must be loved. And in this regard, it appears that Jesus was fortunate. For all of the tragedy of his later years, the scriptural evidence shows that he was loved as a child. And the little that we know about his boyhood home suggests that he saw that love demonstrated on a daily basis. From what we know about human development, there is little doubt that these early experiences laid the foundation on which he would later build his understanding of God. And you and I think, can start the same place. For some of us, our growing up years may not have been as fortunate as his. But we have been loved. We have seen love. If you were not loved, you would not have survived down to this day. Now, wherever it comes from, love is here. That is a fact beyond dispute. Yes, there is suffering. Yes, there is tragedy. Yes, there is pain. But there is love. Where does that come from? At our worst, we human beings can be incredibly selfish and cruel. But at our best, we can, and we do perform heroic deeds of kindness and generosity. People giving their lives to save others. Such things as that really do happen frequently. Love is a fact of life. And I've wondered my whole life, what does that mean? Is it only a fluke, an accident of nature, or is it a revelation of the meaning of our lives in this universe? Could that be a clue? We may not be able to answer that question for ourselves in any kind of definitive way, but at least we know how Jesus answered it. And when things get hard for us, we can have faith in his faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.